This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved guidelines for impeachment hearings related to President Donald Trump. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Chairman Jerry Nadler, a New York Democrat, says this is an impeachment investigation.
The conduct under investigation poses a threat to our democracy. We have an obligation to respond to this threat. We are doing so.
But angry Republicans say this is a dog and pony show. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
Welcome to Fantasy Island, because we're here.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio scolded his fellow committee members.
Maybe if you were a little less focused on taking people's Second Amendment rights and impeaching the guy they made president, we could actually do what this committee is supposed to do.
Even some Democrats are worrying aloud about an impeachment investigation, one saying it's sucking the air out of all the good stuff that we're doing. Rita Foley, Washington.
Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual. A preliminary report has been released on the boat that caught fire and sank in Southern California, in which 34 people were killed. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The National Transportation Safety Board says all six crew members on the Conception were asleep when the fire broke out. Those kind of boats are required to have a crew member keep watch at night. A lawyer for the owner of the boat says a crew member checked on and around the galley area about a half hour before the first Mayday call was transmitted. Five of the six crew members survived. Three of them have been interviewed by the Coast Guard. A salvage crew has raised the Conception. A crane on a barge lifted it to the surface. The boat will be taken ashore to be inspected by investigators. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. We have a mobile app, and you're listening from Washington to VOA News. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman announced Thursday it is looking into buying U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans after President Donald Trump said he's postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it's exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions, which are set to begin September 17th.
But it was a big move. People were shocked. I wasn't shocked. But I deal with them, and I know them, and I like them, and I hope we can do something.
The trade talks set to open next month in Washington are the first between the United States and China since July. Tonight's 2020 Democratic presidential primary debate features the top 10 candidates who could take on President Trump. But first, they take on each other. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
All 10 Democrats will finally share one stage in Houston. Joe Biden is the front runner, with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders close behind. Democratic strategist Joel Payne says the former VP doesn't have to win the debate. He just can't lose.
Not necessarily trying to strike the winning knockout blow, but just trying to exist and tread water.
The other seven candidates will need to deliver strong messages.
You can't just win the highlight reel. You have to actually win the idea of building the type of winning coalition that's going to matter.
And they're under pressure to prove they can take on President Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has made a substantial donation for research into the treatment of multiple sclerosis at a center named after her late mother. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The nearly $19 million gift will be used for new facilities at a research center based at the University of Edinburgh and follows an earlier donation Rowling made that started the Anne Rowling Clinic there. The author's mother suffered from the disease and died at the age of 45. Rowling says she's encouraged by the research advances being made and proud that the clinic provides practical, on-the-ground support and care for people with MS. Her Harry Potter books have been a global sensation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Chinese woman arrested at President Trump's Florida resort has been found guilty of trespassing and lying to the Secret Service. Wei Jingsheng faces up to 6 years in prison when she's sentenced in late November. She showed no emotion as the verdict was read Wednesday at the end of a two-day trial. The 33-year-old was arrested at Trump's Mar-a-Lago private golf resort in Palm Beach back in March after approaching a Secret Service agent claiming she was a member of the club and wanted to go to the pool. Although agents could not initially find her name on the membership list, she was eventually allowed inside the club after a club manager thought she was the daughter of a member. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.